still outrun people. Are you that fast? Are you that quick, did you say?
Evidently.
Super Bowl Sunday, man.
Yes, it is.
How are you, Lou?
Lou is good.
What are you preparing today at the Sovereign for this holiest of holy?
Well, Lou has a chili going as we speak.
Chili?
And Lou is putting together some sausage and cheese trays.
Sausage.
And then Lou is expecting people to bring in a potluck.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks for the tip, Lou. And we'll have this.
Lou, it says you're welcome.
So you have the chili. Let's talk about the Lou Dickman Chili Bowl.
Yes.
From today, February 9th.
Next Sunday, bring your chili to the Taster's Choice Contest.
All right.
Bring it warm and bring it between 1 and 2.
1 and 2. Okay, Lou, and you're going to kick it off at 2, eh?
That's it.
All right. So you want... let's go over quickly the rules. You bring in the chili in a crock pot, correct?
Yes.
And that will stay warm throughout the competition.
Yes.
And you don't want to have it take a long time to warm up, so you want to bring it in warm.
That is correct.
Okay. And you will be giving 3 places, correct?
That is correct.
And we will have a special Lou Dickman Chili Bowl, a new trophy that is being brought in.
That is correct.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it. And I will be participating in this. And who else do we have on the line right now?
That is correct.
All right.
We have Heather.
Easy competition.
We have Megan.
Easy, and she won't show up.
We have Chris Sims.
Who's that?
our ringer from Kentucky.
Oh, God. All right, whatever. And how about...
What do you mean, whatever? She was in 2 years ago. You know who we're talking about.
Yes, I do. I do.
Oh, Mr. Cocky. He gets 1 first place,
that's
and now
right.
He's the king of Chili.
I'm ready to get the crown back, Lou.
The mayor of Chili Town here, talking on the other line.
Chili Town. You can call me that all day and all night, Lou. Especially
okay.
All night after you eat Heather's chili.
Wow. Logging, talking smack.
Some major league smack talking, Lou.
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll see everybody at the Chili Bowl next week. And now it is time for one of our favorite segments of the year, Lou. It's like Christmas Day. The Super Bowl Prop Bets. And there's our theme song.
Are you here, Chris?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you
excited?
Are you excited?
Are the Lou's wacky picks?
These are the wacky picks, the proposition bets. Lou Dickman has been doing this for the past 4 years. One of my favorite segments. Lou, their first question. Well, first off, Lou, you did pick the Pro Bowl. You picked the Jerry Rice team over the Neon Sanders team. So your record stands at 38-43. What I want to ask you, Lou, is do you want to conclude all these prop bets into your final record, or do you just want the game?
Oh, I just want all my prop bets.
All right, let's move on. Lou, who will win this game, Denver or Seattle?
Denver wins.
Okay, the coin toss, heads or tails?
Tails.
And which team will win the coin toss?
Seattle.
All right. The national anthem will be sung by opera singer Renee Fleming. That's an opera singer, Lou. You're a fan of the opera, right?
I was at the Lyric Opera this week, as a matter of fact.
All right. The over-under is 225. Over or under that, Lou?
Over.
Which person who scores the first touchdown will either have a uniform number above or below 79.5. Lou, above or below, which uniform number?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
That is a very good question. Yes. I'm going to go under.
Under. So the uniform number will be under 79.5. And Lou, the first sideline reporter on the air after the game starts, will it be Pam Oliver or Aaron Andrews, Lou?
Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver will be the first one after the game starts. After the game starts, what will occur in the first commercial? A kid, an animal, a pop culture reference, a sexy dame, or a fart? Lou? Or a fart. Do you want those choices again?
No. Well, that's a trick question because you expect me to take the fart.
That you did last year, yes.
Well, I knew that gas. I will go with the kid.
The kid! It will be the first. What will occur? All right, we're going to halftime, Lou. What type of hat will Bruno Mars wear? Will he wear a fedora, a fur cap, a knit winter cap, other, or none? So you have the choice of other if the other three choices don't work.
Oh,
I'm sorry?
None!
He predicts none from Bruno Mars. So, will a member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers go shirtless? Or will they keep their shirts on, Lou?
Oh, definitely off.
Off, okay. Highest scoring quarter, Lou?
Third.
Will the Dow Jones go up or down on Monday after the Super Bowl?
Down,
okay. I blame Obama. What color... What color Gatorade will be thrown on the coach?
Orange,
all right. I even give you the choices. He goes for orange. Finally, Lou, the difference between the number of shots Lou will have during game day versus how many he will tell Dede Dickman he had.
Repeat that one.
I'm sorry?
Repeat that.
It's the difference between the number of shots Lou will have during game day versus how many he will tell Dede Dickman he had.
What number of shots Lou will have today
versus what you will tell Dede Dickman you had. The difference.
Leave it.
I'm sorry?
Leave it.
Are you pushing that question?
No, it's even.
It's even.
Meaning there will be no embellishing.
I'm sorry?
It's meaning even, meaning Lou Dickman doesn't lie to Dede Dickman.
All right, there you go, Lou.
I'd like to commit.
Lou, what's your sandwich review for today? Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's your sandwich review?
My Skills review this week goes to the Burger Bar at Clybourne and North Avenue.
Wait a minute, you just changed your place.
What'd you listen, Commish? I said seriously now, my sandwich choice goes to the Burger Bar at North Avenue and Clybourne.
Ding, 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 ding! And what did you have?
The Biscuit Burger.
The what?
Biscuit Burger.
All right, how was it?
A delectable half-pound burger. Topped with brisket, fried pickles, and coleslaw.
All right. That's something. Wow.
And it was outstanding.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yes. The only gripe I have on it is the brisket was cold.
The brisket was cold on that. That's
I don't understand.
That's a major error, I would think. In
it cut it down to a 3.25, but it was still a good-looking hearty sandwich.
All right, Lou. And, of course, stretching the bounds of what a sandwich is.
Yes.
Because it's your segment, and you can do that.
Did you follow?
I don't know what he said.
Something about fires?
Lou, you ready for your question of the week?
Lou is ready.
All right. I'm going to give you the same question given to Dwayne Thomas, running back for the Dallas Cowboys back in Super Bowl VI. Lou, this is the ultimate game. How come they play it every year?
Money.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. I blame Obama. Give us your test raise out.
I was just going to tell you folks out there.
Yes.
All a good Super Bowl and sign up for Obamacare during halftime. Give us standing wing.
And go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Unvarnished Truth Service. If you want the truth told to your face, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou doesn't lie.